Liberia's former president, Charles Taylor, is in exile now in Nigeria, but he still faces war crimes charges in Sierra Leone. The UN Special Court for Sierra Leone has indicted Taylor and 8 others for gross human rights violations during Sierra Leone's brutal civil war in the 1990s. Nigeria doesn't have an extradition treaty with Sierra Leone and has indicated it won't turn Taylor over. But as NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Freetown, many people in Sierra Leone are eager to see Taylor brought to justice.
The courthouse where the trials will take place isn't even built yet, but the UN Special Court for Sierra Leone is preparing to open its first war crimes trial in a matter of months. Unlike the wide-reaching and slow-moving war crimes tribunal for Rwanda, the court here is going primarily after the leaders of the warring factions. Its goal is to bring to justice those who bear the greatest responsibility for the rape, mutilation, and abduction of civilians during Sierra Leone's 10-year civil war.
Charles Taylor is one of the individuals, along with Foti Sanko and Muammar Gaddafi, who in fact planned the invasion of Sierra Leone back in 1991.
David Crane, the chief prosecutor for the UN Special Court for Sierra Leone, works in a white prefabricated building that looks very much like a shipping container. Crane says then-Liberian President Charles Taylor funded Foti Sanko's rebels, the Revolutionary United Front, by trading Sierra Leone's diamonds for guns. RUF soldiers were notorious for chopping off the hands of their enemies, even the hands of their enemies' children. And Crane argues Taylor destabilized the entire region by providing an almost unlimited supply of weapons to the RUF.
To provide a just and sustainable peace to the people of West Africa, Charles Taylor needs to be in a detention facility where he will be prosecuted for 17 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity.
The civil war started in 1991 when the RUF seized much of the east of Sierra Leone, including its lucrative diamond fields. Peace was officially declared in January of 2002. The fighting killed upwards of 200,000 people and devastated what was already one of the world's least developed nations. The RUF leader Foti Sanko was arrested by the special court in March, but he died in custody. Two of the other 9 warlords indicted by the court were killed while fighting in Liberia in May. Mohamed Gabriel Sese, with a pro-democracy group in Freetown, says with 3 of the court's 9 suspects already dead and Taylor looking like he'll avoid arrest, some in Sierra Leone are questioning the relevance of the UN court.
But for many people here, you know, it's like they see Charles Taylor as, you know, the alpha and omega of suffering in the sub-region. And what's the relevance of this court for us if that guy, you know, could not be arrested?
Adding to the political difficulties of the International Court, the prosecutors have also arrested the sitting Minister of Interior, Hinga Norman. Norman is the former head of the Central Defense Forces. He's considered a hero by many in Sierra Leone for trying to defend Freetown from the rebels. But it's also acknowledged that Norman's troops engaged in brutal and barbaric tactics, including cannibalism. The scars of Sierra Leone's civil war are visible all across Freetown. Pedestrians, taxi drivers, traffic cops have haunting stumps for arms. At a camp for amputees in the capital, Samtel Abadi, who had his left foot chopped off by the RUF, says he hopes the war crimes trials can help Sierra Leone put its civil war behind it. But he adds that he has to face his crutches every day, and he worries that some people want the past to be just swept away.
It is not easy for the victim to forget. At any minute, at any hour, at any time, I feel very, very upset. You know, the mind will not forget.
Telebadi is encouraged that the special court is at least attempting to hold military commanders responsible for the atrocities that occurred. Opening arguments for the court's first war crimes trial are set for January. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.